proof, belief, and hope. I've encountered some very sarcastic people in my life. They don't want to hear about spirituality. They don't care about religion. They see a higher purpose as nothing more than ignorant nonsense. They use science as a weapon against anyone who believes there is a loving purpose to the universe, that we are more than just meat computers who struggle for a while on Earth before our awareness fades into a black nothingness. At the other extreme, I have met religious fundamentalists, including Christians and occultists, who can be just as aggressive and just as certain that they must be right. As soon as they hear the word God, or any of a number of other words, they feel like they automatically know exactly what that means. And there's no point in arguing with them. It's as if everybody were in a big horse race, and we all want our lucky number to take home the big prize. Religious folks may even try to use the scientific breakthroughs in this book as proof that their small group of chosen or elect will soar up into the heavens, while the rest of us burn in eternal hellfire. Dr. David B. Barrett spent 40 years and enlisted the help of 444 specialists to discover that there are over 10,000 different religions in the world, of which 150 have at least 1 million followers. Dr. Barrett went and visited most of these 238 nations and territories in person. He found that within Christianity alone, there are an incredible 38,830 denominations. So with almost 50,000 groups in competition, 38,830 splinters of Christianity, combined with 10,000 other world religions, how many of them honestly believe that unless you see things their way, you might as well kiss your butt goodbye? Imagine how quickly Christianity would have failed if Bible scholars could quote Jesus as saying, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," as long as he's a Christian. Otherwise, go ahead and kill him. You'll be doing us both a favor, believe me. I have a strong feeling that as the source field investigations become increasingly mainstream, no longer suppressed by ignorance, threats, or worse, the positive effects will rapidly increase. We don't have to wish that our leaders and politicians will obey the campaign promises we voted for in the first place. We don't need to sit by and wait for a messiah or divine intervention in the hopes that we will be rescued from some terrible fate that is outside our control. Casey's interpretation of the Book of Revelation confirmed that the earth changes are not merely random events. They are a real-world story of our struggle to love and respect each other. In reading 281:16, Casey's source said, "The visions, the experiences, the names, the churches, the places, the dragons, the cities in the Book of Revelation, all are but emblems of those forces that may war within the individual in its journey through the material." And what about the dreaded Antichrist that so many Christians and conspiracy theorists shout from the rooftops about? Question: in what form does the Antichrist come, spoken of in Revelation? Answer: in the spirit of that opposed to the spirit of truth. The fruits of the spirit of the Christ are love, joy, obedience, long-suffering, brotherly love, kindness. Against such there is no law. The spirit of hate, the Antichrist, is contention, strife, fault-finding, lovers of self, lovers of praise. Those are the Antichrist, and take possession of groups, masses, and show themselves even in the lives of men. The Casey readings also gave dramatic new insight into the devastating events of the tribulation that many people, Christians or otherwise, are expecting. The existing catastrophes we are already experiencing now, the earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, are said to be a collective mirror of what each of us is going through. This again demonstrates the principle of a shared consciousness. The Great Tribulation and periods of tribulation, as given, are the experiences of every soul, every entity. They arise from influences created by man through activity in the sphere of any sojourn. I think hope is a good thing, as it leads us into knowing through direct experience that all is well. And if we feel that everything is not well, then we can do something about it. Within this book is information that unites the 38,830 religious sects beautifully and shows that each of them have the truth in some form, including their most magnificent prophecies of a golden age that will soon arrive in our future.